Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. On the show today, we have one of the pioneers of podcasting in the Philippines, Jim Baccaro. Hey, everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
and Danny,
who is about to do that beatbox intro.
On Call. With Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
Multiple tracks just on his mouth. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But somehow it is. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be having someone in the program who we're very, very fond of.
Very.
Like most of our podcasts, Danny is only meeting them. But most of our guests are like friends of Jacko and friends of mine from, I don't know, work or whatever it is, and play, I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, our guest for this evening is a musician, father, and has also been dubbed the pod father. Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Mr. Jim Baccaro!
Hey guys. You know what? So the reason why I got into podcasting is because hindi ko kaya yan, Justin.
Oy!
And that is fucking... I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
That is so good. I mean, I really have high admiration for hosts and radio DJs. So, astig.
Wow.
Oh, thanks, bro. Pero, dude, take it from me. Kayang kaya mo yan, okay? Especially with your personality. And like, and your wife was a radio DJ for a bit. Like, we were in sister stations, right? She was on Jam. Yeah. She was on Jam 88.3, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, so kaya mo yan. I'll just send you the sound effect. Ito yung bam. No, but dude, kaya mo yan. But thank you though. And it's, we like it. It's fun for our show, using our strengths, whatever it is. And since it's a podcast, you know, we couldn't think of anyone more perfect to have on the show and, you know, someone fun to talk to than the podfather himself.
The podfather. So why do they call you the podfather?
First of all, thank you. But the podfather, I said in the podcast, I said talaga, I made sure na, hey, I am stealing this.
Stealing.
Because I said, Bill Simmons has, he's like one of my favorite podcasters. Mm, he was dubbed by his friends as the podfather. So, sabi ko, call me the podfather or, pero since that's Bill Simmons na, call me the pod dad na lang.
Pod dad.
Yes.
There you go. Tama, the pod dad.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I would say, like, given that the podcasting industry in the Philippines is still growing, the fact that you guys have been doing this for a while, and I'm sure there are people who have done it longer, but the way you guys have transcended podcasts and make it a thing for many makes you somewhat pod ninong. Yun nga, pod dad, diba? Like, I mean, to the local, ano. But yeah, I mean, we all were inspired by something. I think we're titles should be given by our friends and not by ourselves, diba? So the fact that we're even calling you that, or even your pod kids are calling you pod dad, pod mom.
Wait a second. Like, how long have you been podcasting?
We hit our 2-year anniversary last week.
Yeah. Years.
My gosh.
And actually, I just want to say, I actually have Jacko to thank.
What?
Yeah, man. As in, so, well, I'll get to the solo pod later. Pero I have this thing. I have bro at first sight. Justin, that was in a weird house in Marikina.
Yep.
That was, what, 7 years ago? So that was we instantly connected. And then si Jacko naman on a beautiful beach.
Wow.
I knew it was bro at first sight.
Correct.
So we instantly connected. And he was just telling me, and being Jacko, you know, the Mr. Producer, he was just casually saying, like, okay yung ginagawa niyo ni Sab. Because before this whole podcast, it was a video, diba? Sab was waking me up literally and asking me really tough questions, and she'd uploaded on YouTube, and we never followed through. And Jacko said, like, ganda ng ginagawa niyo. It's super fun. So, kumbaga, like, I guess, yun. So, I want to thank you kasi pretty much said, like, that this is fun. So, I was like, okay, whatever. Who cares? Like, let's just do it. You know.
I do remember that, though. I do remember that. That was for one for fun thing. We were both companions. We weren't even the main people there. We're just the plus ones. And we bonded over NBA. Yeah. And then, ako naman, I think, yun nga, bro at first sight, such a great thing because it is the same thing for me, even with Justin or Danny. Like, we're all, right. You know it. You know when you click with it. With
yeah, we call, me and Justin call that something. We call that one of us. Yeah. But we meet someone that we get or that gets us, we call, uy, one of us to.
One of us, yeah.
But there's also douche at first sight.
Ay, madaming ganyan.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and in fairness naman, I think the ratio, in my experience, is pretty even.
Mm.
You know, in fairness actually, pa yun, parang like, parang daming douche bigla.
Actually, now that you mention it, yeah, like, it made me think. Yeah, there are people that when you meet them, you're not doing anything wrong, but they just rub you the wrong way, you know?
Yeah, and you just know you're not gonna get along, right?
That's right.
Di kayo magka-vibes, no?
And I think it's also just a matter of where you spend your time.
Mm.
I guess that 50% I was pertaining to was during my younger years. Alam mo yun, if you're at a party, if you're at a club, of course that ratio of douche at first sight will significantly increase about 10 minutes in. Pero if you, let's say you go to, in my case, I go to Sagiho or like some random bar to hang out with band people.
Right.
Not much douches. Anyway.
No. I think it's great. And not a lot of guys talk about it. Not a lot of guys talk about either. Because we're too, you know, emotionally restrained. We don't really talk about, you know, the bro at first sight and like even the douches that we see. Maybe we do with our friends, but not as much in this kind of scenario. So that's great to bring up. But let's talk about that. So you started with Wake Up with Jim and Sab, the podcast, right? But now you're doing your own solo podcast, Finding Happy with Happy Dad.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk about that. Like, how did you even...
You
clap track. Now, how did you even decide to start your own?
Okay. I guess, one, I would say na... So, aside from being a musician and, you know, running my business, Linya Linya. Kasi, you know how Sab is a celebrity. Mm. And, kumbaga, she, you know, she always said, like, hey, join my vlog. Ganyan.
Mm.
Or, hey, can I video you? I was just never comfortable. Kaya,
right.
Yes.
Even like, yes. like that's why I have to express nga my admiration for hosts and radio DJs. Because like, kuwari ngayon, you know, I spitball. I like conversation, but I can't do it in a certain time frame. So, or a certain setup. So anyway, we started doing the podcast and to be completely honest about it, I mean, we had no goal.
Right.
We really had no goal. It started with, we did the first episode and I was just so happy that, oh my God, like, I am comfortable. Like, I'm just hanging out with Sab. And the reason why we couldn't start it, it took so long for us to start it, was parang, what's the theme? What is this? Parang ganon. And then the first episode was literally about a pandesal man, like a guy who sold pandesal outside our house, and we were just laughing. And then, yeah, and then the Pod Kids, it was so organic. And then like, wow, they're really calling themselves Pod Kids. And then sooner or later, like at gigs, kwari, at Cheats gigs, there were more Pod Kids na than people who wanted to watch the band.
The music, yeah, the band.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, like, and it was so funny. And even my bandmates were like, huh? Like parang bad dad ganyan. they say I'm a Pod Kid, you know.
Yeah.
So you're coming to have like, oh man, like this is fun. And like,
that's
we're
crazy.
Yeah. And then parang from stupid stuff like that, we started talking about I was starting to share my experience as a in corporate life and like in business and then love life. And then we started the Mali bag, which is a mail bag, and started getting all the super questions na, you know, na super deep, and people were opening up. And ako, for me, sinabi ko nga kay Sabi, like, this is the first time that I feel like I'm actually helping like
people.
Yeah, in this scale.
Wow.
So let's keep it up. Let's not mess it up by not controlling it. So anyway, ang layo, sorry.
No.
I wanted to, you know, get on that more. Like, I love that aspect that you brought up now, that, you know, you're helping people. And because, I mean, it could be catharsis also for people who are listening to a topic that, you know, maybe they wanted to express or talk about, but they don't have anyone to talk about that with. And then you so happen to be talking about it, no? But yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that. Like, What are some examples that you can think of at least right now? Like some concrete examples na parang, alam mo, nakatulong ako sa kanila.
Mm.
Well, actually, just to answer both questions. So, Jacko's question about why I did the solo pod. I just realized na we couldn't answer a lot of the malibags. Like, they were getting drowned out. And most of them were like work-related. And most of our pod kids, actually, if you check, check their IG feed, whatever, they're mostly artists and they're I remember na I was that kid, and during my time I didn't have podcasts, I didn't have YouTube. You literally had to apply for a job to find out what marketing was all about.
Mm.
You literally had to work in advertising to find out what an accounts manager is, what an art director is. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to create a podcast to actually, it's like a virtual job fair. But
virtual shop, I like that.
But I didn't want to limit it to work. That's why I decided, okay, I'm not saying I'm the most successful guy, but I can definitely say that because happiness is subjective, I'm the happiest man. I'm the happiest dad. I'm the happiest guy.
Wow.
Mm. And I just want to share people who aren't happy right now to find that way or find a way to become happy. So, to Justin's point, I question, someone just messaged me today, like, I was feeling so lost. I've been a freelance graphic artist for 4 years. And your episode with your sister helped me so much. And blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah,
so it's
applause for you.
You know, with the demographic that you described your listeners to be, I'm surprised I haven't stumbled across this yet. Like, I feel like I'm the perfect market.
So target looking, market mo.
Looking forward to listening or back listening to your podcast.
No, but here's the thing, Danny. Like, you just started this.
Right.
Like, yeah. when did you start it? The
solo.
The 3 days ago.
Diba? And now there's like, what, six episodes?
Yeah. Seven.
Seven episodes.
So how many did you record? Like, okay, so how long did it take you to record those seven episodes? Did you do it like in one day? Did you do it over 7 days?
I did the first three in one day. I journal a lot.
Nice.
So I said, okay, I guess, I mean, listening to me, I say, Adam, and you know. So it's like, oh, why not prepare, express how I feel, what the podcast is about. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to use this as an excuse to hang out with my friends. So, and friends who I know who have stories to tell, especially about, you know, that kind of thing. So, yun. And then every day I just kept telling my friends, hey, can I call? Can we do a podcast? Yeah. So, I mean, I launched it 3 days ago. I've been working on it probably like a week.
Mm.
That's impressive. And that's also why Danny hasn't, you know, it's pretty new.
Ah, okay.
That's impressive because it's right now, I think it was ranking like number 15 in like
the
3 days you were working on it. Now, our podcast, On Call, the whole idea was literally to call people and see how far a conversation can go by just checking in on someone, right? Someone to call. So I guess with that, how are you? How have you been? How have you been this past, I don't know, we've been in lockdown for over 100 days.
Kamusta ka, Jim?
How is Jim Baccaro doing this evening?
Well, I guess I'd say that, yeah, it's funny, no, when you hear people being asked that question, like, how are you in quarantine? And it's scary to say, I've been great. Or I've been blessed, or I've been happy. Because you know that there's a lot of people who are not in this position. You know, so I guess, to be honest, like compared to month one, I am like, this is like day and night. Because month one was, Sabi and I were getting like completely depressed and anxious. Aside from, you know, how scary the world was, you know, how everything was going. I guess month one, it was that. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to channel all my energy into stuff that's going to produce. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. But the grounding thing for us has been our children. No matter what the news, you know, kung ano yung news or ano yung whatever, the stats that are coming out, it reminds us of why we have to keep pushing, why we have to still be good people, why we still have to be productive. So, yeah, I guess I'd say that compared to the first month, I'm doing pretty good because, you know, I just really chose to focus on and like exert all my energy on stuff that, you know.
And you know what? What's cool about it, I love following your videos online, whether it's you or Sab, because your son, the younger one, is just, he's dancing, he's... I'm a new dad myself, so I look up to a lot of people who have already kids like you. You have two beautiful boys, and it's great how you guys are as a family in Ahatua. And you know what? When we gave birth to our son, well, my wife gave birth. I was just there. I realized, you know what? No matter how dark this timeline, this might be the darkest of timelines. I mean, what's happening now? But you know, when you see your son, parang ano eh, Tony Stark to eh. I mean, Tony Stark moment na. You know, 5 years into the future na the snap happened. But you know what? He would live that for his daughter. You know, and that's what I told my wife. I was like, you know what? Darkest of timelines. I won't choose it any different because my son is in this. Mm. You know, and yun nga eh, and I love what you said earlier. Na happiness is subjective. And it's not, you know, you don't want to be tone deaf to what's happening outside. Yeah. But you have to see, and last episode we were talking about silver linings, and when I see my son, when I see people like you having, you know, being with family, you know, you have to keep your sense of happiness, because if not, yeah, everything is just gonna tumble like a house of cards, diba? So
yeah, that's a beautiful way of, tama, bigla akong ano, na feels lang ako parang remembering.
Natug yung heartstrings.
Yeah, remembering Tony Stark being there. And I really felt how, you know, I felt for him during that time. Now, why would I risk it all? I mean, technically, this is okay. This timeline is good.
Yeah, diba? Because nga, it's subjective. Eh. Hindi naman siya parang, Tony Stark, you're such a toxic positivity guy. You know, like, you know, like, he knows. He lived through it. He knows the problem. But because si Morgan, his daughter, was there, he will not exchange that for the world. But look, he still went back and tried to fix it and died in the process, right? Messianic. Because he knew that would be a better future for his daughter. So it's I don't know, like, you know, the feels of it, I guess. But with that, like, how's the family? How's
You have two boys. How old are they?
Pancho is 2 years and 6 months.
And Vito?
Vito is turning 10 months.
Vito?
Oh, yeah. Baby pa.
Did
you name him after the Godfather or no?
Yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Like, actually?
Yeah. Well, also because Vito means the life giver.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't have, honestly, like, my sister kasi has called dibs on Santino for the longest time. Si Sonny was my favorite character on The Godfather. So
the name that you were going to choose anyway was going to be from the movie
Godfather. Yeah. You know what, Jim, fun fact, me and Justin have never seen Godfather.
Speak for yourself. Huh? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I've never seen it also. Yeah. I've been meaning to watch it for the longest time. Like my girlfriend and I have like a list of like classics that we should be watching and stuff. But for some reason, I just keep watching Friends over and over again. Like, why does that keep happening? Wait, right?
Justin, you promised you'd watch it with me. Huh? I'm saving that for you.
Ito mo bro moments ni Danny.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Also, yeah, you can watch it na, Joss.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Schedule mo.
See what I'm saying? Actually, this is the Jacko's point earlier on that, you know, we don't talk about these things. But Danny, on the other hand, is very open and very vocal about these things. Like, he'll say, like, I love you, bro, and all that. And I'll just give him a thumbs up or something, like, in chat.
I guess it's also because, like, I don't want this to pull the mood down. But I think the truth of it is, I grew up without a father. Mm. And I didn't have a father figure. So I kind of looked for that masculine energy in my peers.
A masculine energy, buddy.
And it was Justin. Mo.
Yeah, Justin definitely is one of my anchors.
More masculine friends. That's me, no? Yes, of course. You can see no matter how big my lads.
Masculine energy, it's The Godfather.
Yeah, but I've never seen it. True. Gosh.
I mean, yeah.
You know, the only gangster movie, I guess, that I've seen, but I love, is Oscar. Have you guys seen that? Sylvester Stallone, Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
No.
It's a comedy. So Sylvester Stallone plays, I think, Snaps Provolone, right? And he's like this mafia gangster dude. But for some reason, like, he wants to, like, change his image and get into politics. And, you know how Sly talks, right? He's all like, yeah, whatever. And so he hires he hires Tim Curry to be like his dialect coach, right? To teach him how to speak properly, a neutral accent for politics.
Yeah, I'm snaps.
Yeah. And Marissa Tomei is like his super spoiled, bratty, very flirtatious daughter. And so it's a really fun movie if you guys watch it. But snaps.
Well, correction. I just want to point out that The Godfather technically is not Godfather 1 is okay. not a gangster movie.
Okay.
Mm.
It's actually a movie about family.
Yeah, that's correct.
Diba?
La familia.
What's the famous line there again about family?
Well, there's a lot.
Say hello lot. To my little...
That's Scarface. That's Scarface. There's a lot of lines. I mean, you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. damn it. Hey, it's about
why'd
family.
You do that?
I love that you put in the lisp also. Very nice.
And trivia, like he put mothballs or cotton balls in his mouth.
Oh wow. My gosh.
To okay. get that.
Dude. Back. Okay. Sorry. I just have to geek out about this a little bit. Have you guys seen Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Don Corleone or something. Who's supposed to assassinate Robin, right? He's having that meeting with the sheriff of Rottingham. And then he's talking like this or something. And then so the sheriff of Rottingham's like, I'm sorry, but I can't understand what you're saying. Oh, I got cotton balls. I just came from the dentist. And so Galang, it was a deep cut. It was like no, it was an actual
guess,
reference to
was.
The Godfather.
I was a big mafia movie guy, a big gangster movie guy. I loved The Godfather. I loved pretty much Scarface, Goodfellas. Because you know what it is? It's that for some reason, and we were just talking about this last week on the live show. The way they make the drama, the original Game of Thrones to me. There's so much depth in the. And you know what I love? I love the intricacies of the mafia.
Yung mga ano nila, the traditions and...
Exactly.
Ako nga for me, like, one is for mafia movies. One, well, it shows you like parang the decimation of the human soul.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, damn.
But at the same time, it shows love and loyalty.
Correct.
So, for me, that's
exactly.
It's like what do you call those? Yung contradicting each other. What do you call that? There's like, a word for that, right?
What? Like
I was gonna say contradict.
Like a contradiction.
There's a word for it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Like oxymoron.
I guess that.
I think it might be an oxymoron. But you know what it is? Like Jim's right. It's
paradox.
More...
Paradox.
Yon. Yon. Na parang it's good, but. Like you're such a family guy, you love your, you know, and then you're killing someone in the back alley of a street. So parang, you know, cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, psychologically, yeah.
Technically, it's cognitive dissonance. But you know what it is? It's that, it's not even, take away the crime part. The crime part makes the action and all that. But you look at the loyalty, you look at the base, you know, the trust that they give each other and all that. Same with samurais. That's why I love samurais. I love the mob in terms of that structure. That there is that, you know,
The Last Samurai, such a tearjerker, especially that last scene. Oh, man.
Like when Tom Cruise?
When they were charging towards those machine guns, like with no hope of survival, but you know, fighting to the death. My God, like it gets me every time.
They did it in Ronin, Rurouni Kenshin.
So speaking of riding into battle, right? I want to ask you, Jim, if there's like a bro.
Good segue.
Thank
Sorry.
You. if there's like a bro that you would ride into battle with right now.
You know.
Who would he be? And can we call him?
As in literally call him now?
Yeah.
Call him
on the show.
Why not?
Him?
Like, if you were in a tight spot and you needed to call someone and you knew that person would pick up, sino yon?
Ah, ganon. So, like, if it's, like, life or death or something.
Yeah.
I would say our best man, Manny. So, he was the best man at our wedding.
He was your best Manny.
Yon.
I love it.
Or Ali. Ali is my business partner at Linya Linya. Yeah.
Okay. So,
who shall we try first?
Among Manny and Ali, who do you think would be most likely to pick up the phone from like a random number? Because they don't know my number.
Ali.
Ali?
Yeah.
Why Ali though?
He's really my best friend. We built our business together from literally from scratch. I've known him since grade 3.
And oh wow.
He's
wow.
very kumbaga like yun nga, we've been through everything. So we were also really close in high school. So we were friends when we were doing pranks. We were friends in college when we were trying to understand who we want to be. And then work sucking, and then failing, and then starting a business, and then now that I'm a dad. So, and I see him every day.
I had two questions. So you mentioned this linya-linya.
Yeah.
So my first question is, linya-linya, what is it? Number two is, you also mentioned, and I see there is a guitar, or is that a bass guitar in your background, that you're an artist, you're a musician.
Mm.
I'm of the same fold, and I'm curious as to what type of musician and genre are you?
We apologize, by the way, Jim, for our co-host over here, for not knowing the legendary cheats. Oh my gosh, Danny. My gosh.
Nor Linya Linya, by the way.
And Linya Linya.
You know what? I'm asking for all of our listeners that don't know.
To be fair, for the sake of everyone else, since we're trying to call your business partner, let's start with Linya Linya. Like, you know, how long has it been since you started Linya Linya?
Technically, 3 years ago. It started as a Facebook page. Ali was writing scribbles, and then our partner at that time would draw. And then they'd post it on Facebook, and I saw it on Facebook while I was at work. And then I saw that it was like super funny and brilliant, and I called him up, and we had beers. And then sabi ko, can I be part of this? And then we were drunk. He said yes. And then,
perfect.
Without really knowing what it was going to be. We didn't know if it was going to be an agency or whatever. So it ended up, now, pre-COVID, we were able to open 10 stores around Metro Manila. We have our social media. We now have 1 million followers.
Correct.
Dude. So you sell merchandise?
Yeah, they sell shirts. Yeah, t-shirts.
Oh, so it's a shirt business.
Yeah.
So, okay. So co-founder of said shirt business is Ali. Let's see if he picks up.
Hello?
Ali.
Yo to?
Best friend mo. Si Jim to.
What's Ali. Up? Yo.
Sorry, wag ka magmura. You're live.
Hello! Oy. Hi, what's up, Ali? How you doing, dude?
Hello! Live!
Live!
Live style.
There are a million people who can hear your voice right now, Ali.
Oy, hello.
Joke lang. Hello. Maybe in the future. What's up, Ali? Yay, I'm Justin. On the phone also is Jaco De Leon and our other co-host, Danny Moynihan. So basically, Ali, you are the phone a friend of Jim over here tonight.
Oh, wow. Hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jim. Wow, you're kind.
So the million-dollar question is...
Oh, Lord.
Sa States pala si Jim ngayon.
Ali, wag mo ever gawin sa akin to, ha?
Hindi, kailangan kong bumawi, pare. Kailangan kong bumawi.
Magagalit talaga ako if you do it and ako, kuwari, magising si Vito tas a random call tapos don't ever do
it. Ang wild nito.
Wild ba? Sorry, dude. Like, what are you doing right now? Like, did we interrupt your dinner or what did we interrupt here?
Actually, ito yung first time ko to a viewing party.
Oh.
Kasi yung listeners ng podcast namin, sa linya-linya show, may mga group na nagyayang mag-viewing party. So, parang malunod kami sabay-sabay. Parang gano'n.
Oh, is this like the Netflix
thing? Okay. Yeah, Netflix.
So we can do this for our godfather, Joss.
Yun ka na naman sa ano, sa movie night natin eh.
Ali, we asked Jim kasi if he were riding into battle and he had one bro to call, he said that you would be one of them. Kasi nga, you're one of his best friends, you guys were together, you know, from grade 3 onwards to Linya Linya, and congratulations on that as well and how you guys have grown that. Yeah. But what is something na you could share with us that not a lot of people know about Jim?
Ano ba? Naku, nagot.
Unod ka na ng movie.
Safe tayo sa mga sinito natin, ano? Pero ano ba? Well, ako happy ako na ano, mga tao how passionate Jim is sa work and sa lahat ng creative work niya, and nakikita na siya to yung part niya. So, yung galing-galing community. And yun, isa sa mga pinaka, creative guys na kilala ko na very efficient magtrabaho. So,
nice.
Yung combination kasi of those two, ang hirap eh. Maraming tao very efficient pero hindi masyadong creative. Meron namang mga super creative then kalat-kalat parang gano'n. So, yun, kaya nyo combine ng dalawang yan. Yung super power.
Man, you are so sweet. Mal na mal talaga.
Tama yung tinawagan ni Jim. Tama yung tinawagan.
Pare. We picked the right person to call. That was great. You can't see him right now, Ali. Pero blushing yan si Jim.
Super.
Nako, for sure, for sure.
I wanted to ask, do you make him blush a lot? Na wag na lang. So yeah, we don't want to take too much of your time in your watching party. So this is live. Ano to? Sa Facebook ba to?
Kami well ano lang, Zoom lang.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
You had a message for Jim.
Oh, sige.
What would it be? Yeah, before we let you go.
Message ko kay Jim. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Oh,
Saan
ibuka? Oo nga.
See you tomorrow. Yeah, see you tomorrow. Sabay-sabay.
One of us yan.
Gets na gets. May mind meld sila.
You end up finishing each other's sentences.
Sandwiches?
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Frozen.
Sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
But thank you so much, Alia. Like, I think it's great. Now, we were just talking the whole conversation, then we keep going back to the topic of, you know, bro at first sight, you know, family, loyalty. Yeah. And I think, you know, safe to say you're probably one of Jim's most loyal and most trusted friends. And I guess safe to say then, vice versa, no?
Sorry, sorry, Ali. I just, before you go, I just have to ask you, okay? On the topic of bro at first sight, when you first saw Jim, was it bro at first sight?
Sobrang hindi.
Bakit naman hindi?
We were great.
Wala lang. Hindi mo grade 3, tapos nung-upi siya sa school, parang Inglesero siya, tapos ako naman, very Pinoy ako magsalita. So, parang, hindi exactly from at first sight. Parang, it took us how many years bago talaga kami nag-jive. Pero well worth yung journey namin dalawa. Dahil solid niya ngayon.
Alright, well, thank you so much, Ali. Yeah. Ikaw, Jim, do you have any message for other than see you tomorrow?
Don't ever do this to me.
You have been warned.
next week, Ali, ikaw yung sa show namin, tapos tatawagan natin si Jim, you know?
Oh, please. No, no.
Ali, what's your last name again?
Sanggala.
Oh, and by the way, you could promote your podcast there.
Yeah,
you
know, please.
Anything you want to plug before you leave?
Yeah, guys, check out the show. And wake up with Jim and Sam. Yeah, the podcast.
Yon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ali Sanggala! Thank you so much, Ali.
Enjoy
your viewing party, all right? See you, dude.
All right, bye.
See you, dude.
Ano kasi, ako, I'm super taray ko sa unknown number. Because when Pancho was first born, parang it was so hard to make him sleep. So pag may nagpagising, and we have like mga Bluetooth speakers and all these things, so I have a trauma na sa like, hello, sino to? I would not want that aired.
Galit na.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Before we called your friend nga pala, yung isang question ko hindi nasagot. Like, music naman. What kind of music do you play and what genre and whatnot?
Listen to it on Spotify.
Yon, segue. So, what do we look for?
Cheats.
Yeah. As in, madaya?
Yeah.
Cheats.
What is the story behind that? Again, we apologize for Danny. No. But... I was always curious about I love the name, Cheats, but why did you guys choose that?
Well, we became close because of video games. So I wanted it to be Game Shark at first.
Power overwhelming.
PC and
well,
battery.
Yeah, I wanted it to be Game Shark, tapos, wala. So sabi ko cheat codes, and then it just ended up with, we just ended up with Cheats, where there was actually a hip-hop group called Cheats. Na buti na lang they stopped making music. Like the same year that we started releasing stuff.
Oh, kasi mamaya if I check Spotify, sabi ko, okay to ah. Tapos hindi pala
very,
kayo yun.
very, sexist music pa yung Cheats. yung hip hop group na yun.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought wow, we're gonna have a controversial conversation right now.
No, and to follow up, you know, just I guess for Danny, then how would you define yung music nyo as Cheats?
I would say we're a 90s rock band. We're a 90s rock
alternative.
That's how we started. That's how we started, but I guess it's how I always put it is it's fun music, but the lyrics are all sad.
fair enough. I guess just to, you know, as we've already been talking for a while and we've dabbled on pretty much every topic about you as well.
Oh, sorry. But, what instrument did you play? Guitar?
Yeah, I sing.
Guitar. Ah, you're the lead.
Tatlo kami.
Beatboxer kasi to si Danny.
Yeah.
Do you ever freestyle, Jim?
No.
Did you ever try?
Kami ni Ali, actually, nung high school, ang laging trip namin was when we drink, we would do freestyle na kuwari. Jose Rizal siya, ako si Bonifacio.
So, oh my gosh.
Ganun yung...
freestyle as in rap?
Dude.
Yeah.
That's all right. So... Oh.
No, sorry. I can't.
Jose Rizal, asa na si Andres?
I'm currently drinking water, not
enough right now.
I'm not drunk.
No, but dude, I gotta say, I love that though. Like, we've said it on the show a lot of times, right? Okay, would you say that you are you a self-professed geek?
I guess the term, kasi I've stayed away from it na. Parang I don't like how it's been, ano ba? Parang it's become an aesthetic or...
You are wearing a Star Wars shirt.
Yeah, I'm here wearing my Vault S5 shirt. I mean, you can't see. I'm wearing my Vault S5 shirt right here.
And I'm wearing a Stranger Things shirt naman.
Oh, wow.
I'm just wearing a pizza shirt.
We love food, dude. We... No, but I think you're right. You know what, to your point. It's become an aesthetic. Yes, I think a lot of people, it's become cool all of a sudden, right?
Actually.
You know, people sometimes make themselves geeky even if they weren't really geeky in the first place.
That's so true.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Well, ako, again, one, let's just say I wasn't the cool kid in high school, diba? And music, like, in my batch, I'm the only one who had a band that did something. But during that time, it was like, oh, yan yung nagbabanda. Parang ganon. So, I guess, also, for example, in high school, I never watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I would watch in the cinema with only by myself or a friend I deemed worthy of
worthy
with me.
I love it.
So, I guess, sometimes, like when, for example, kwento lang, one of my best friends was dating a girl and so I told her, parang yung usual, you haven't seen Lord of the Rings? Oh my God! Like, and I've been known and Sab has tempered me na nga sa pagiging ganun. Like, ha? Hindi mo parang, you haven't watched it? Parang ganun. So, and apparently it can be insulting. So, pero during that time, that was pre-tempering. So I was like, huh? You haven't watched it? You have to watch it. So, blah, 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 you have to watch it. And I guess like when they broke up and like 2 months later and then I'd see on her feed like kunwari may caption siya quoting Aragorn. Alam mo yun? So,
my ganun na.
So again, but the thing is I think with growing up that whole mentality. For example, when I was listening to the Smashing Pumpkins, it's such a bad mentality na one, you think that everyone who doesn't listen or appreciate the Pumpkins suck. But at the same time, when a lot of people start listening to it, you think, ay nako, corny na.
Right.
So
mainstream na sila, ganon.
Yeah, matagal na, I've graduated na from that. I guess I experienced kasi from both sides of
the coin,
the music scene. And, well, the music scene kasi is such an intense, it's such a, parang kumbaga, it's so close-knit and, you know, everyone's trying to make it, diba? So,
yeah.
Anyway, I started kasi with my band and my manager was, hey, you have to be Pogi Rock, ganyan-ganyan. And he molded us to be that way. So, I experienced yung playing at SM Santa Mesa with five titas watching and my music was punk rock and I had to.
Wow.
And I experienced being in a boardroom with a guy saying like, the change this song to Tagalog. And then it was only with Cheats that I experienced actually yung talagang pagiging independent, starting from scratch, like going to bars and, you know. So anyway, ang haba ng sinasabi ko. Pero ang point ko lang is, when it comes to art, I won't shit on, for example, I'm not gonna shit on someone whose music I don't like because I know how hard it is to work in that field.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. And that's the beauty about, I guess. And it's age, didn't it? You know what? When you grow up, when you start experiencing both sides, then you realize, hey, you know what? Parang just as you said, you know,
we're all in this together.
We're all in the same boat. We're just experiencing things from a different side of it, right?
And with that, so what are your plans for the future of your band, for the future of your podcast? Like, what's the next steps?
Yeah, what's the next thing for Jim Vaccaro? Like, what do you see, you know?
I think, ikaw, Jaco, matagal ka ng content creator, di ba?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can pretty much say, and this is a testament to you, na parang I figured out YouTube because of Bogart. Alam mo, parang may ganung ano ako. And to be honest, like, this is really the first time that I'm putting myself out there.
Correct. Because
I've masked myself underneath the band for so long. I mean, si Justin, diba? Like, we see each other at gigs and you can pretty much say, Justin, no, like, parang I perform. Pero right after the performance, like, it's not like I'm that same dude, you know? At most, we're a band of seven. So let's say I go to a radio station and do an interview. I don't talk this long. Diba? Parang all I'm thinking about is, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Oh no, what?
Waiting for the, you know, waiting for the DJ to segue and make sure that it's
positive. That everybody gets a question. Yeah.
Everyone gets a question. And so this is the first time that I'm actually really speaking. So my plan is, I love the fact though na ang partner ko dito is si Sab. Because one, it's fun. And two, she has been all her life, diba? She's one of the pioneers in blogging and, you know, correct. She's been doing this for so long. And ang ganda lang, I just really love her mantra in this whole thing. Na sabi niya, kung hindi siya masaya, hindi ko nagagawin. And diba, I think napag-usapan na natin yun before, Jaco, na parang Sab, so she was a blogger, diba? And then there was an explosion, blog, blog, blog. And then there was the vlog, explosion of the vlog, vlog, vlog. And she was like, hindi ko feel eh. Parang, it was as simple as Sam saying like, we're hanging out. We're having so much fun. I just really can't, parang tinatamad ako. It's not natural. So, hindi ko pipilitin. Yun, so ako, to answer your question about like plans, yun, it just has to be fun. So whether it's the band, and whether it's the podcast, and which is why I love the fact that, you know, I'm running a business, is because I can put all my expectations there. And I think what I've been promoting in the Happy Dad podcast is compartmentalizing your life. And I think that's one thing I've learned na with work, there are certain expectations. You earn, you get to lead and mold people, blah, blah, blah. So if those expectations are met, you're happy. If they fail, then bad trip. But I've learned to not carry that over with my passions. So the podcasting, music, these are my passions. So I don't end up feeling sad.
Yeah.
I mean, yun.
Because you were happy that you're doing it and, you know, in the first place. Can I just say, Jim, when you said earlier on, like, that shocked me to the high heavens when you said that you're doing a radio interview and then you're like, oh no, oh no, oh no. Because, you know, my picture of you, Jim, is for some reason, it's the total opposite. Like
super stoic.
No.
No.
Let me just bring you back to like the night that Jim and I met, okay? So we met on stage. It was for Marist. It was for the Marist like varsity night or something like that, right? In Marikina. And so I was hosting and I was still like a junior jock back then. Had a lot to prove, you know what I mean? Like, look at me, I'm a host kind of guy. And Cheats, I think they were just starting. They were maybe like a couple months in or maybe a year in. And I just saw them super rocking out. And I just loved their vibe. And so up on stage, you know, like I was vibing with them and everything, you know, just kind of riding that high. And then after that, yun nga yung bro at first sight kind of thing. Yeah. Like he was just like, ano, inuman tayo. I was like, okay. Like, somewhere in Marikina, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not doing anything. Let's go, dude. And so like my image of Jim has always been super fun, super smiley, chatty, with interesting things to say. That has always been my image of you. And then I think like the, you know what? I feel like we've only seen each other in person like thrice. And yeah. I think that the last time that we saw each other, was it a Johnny Walker event? Was it Johnny Walker?
I think so, yeah.
It was like a Johnny Walker event. I was hosting and I think you were working with them back then, no? Was it Johnny Walker or JB? JB?
Oh, yeah.
Was that we were drinking Johnny Walker. So that's why it's in my... But like...
Mali.
Dude, and then so after the show, I was hanging out with Jim and Sab, and I was just like, this is so much fun. I love these guys, you know? And same thing. Like, I just see your energy and your enthusiasm and interesting conversations. So like... When I heard that you started podcasting with Sab, I go, dude, of course that's gonna work, man. Right. Of course that's gonna work. And so like it's just so crazy to me to hear you say that, like, you know, I keep to myself. Because I'm like, no. You know what I mean? Well, not to me anyway. So maybe that's a compliment to me actually like me. No?
Ako baliktad. When I met Jim, siguro kasi ako, I have this thing then I have a lot of, you know, the bro at first sight kind of mentality then. And I have a lot of friends that I could tell, you know, they keep to themselves. But the one thing that Justin said that I think the same way is that Jim always has interesting topics to talk about. Mm. Like when you talk to Jim, I guess also because you choose who you talk to then. Mm. But like parang you could talk to Jim the whole day about whether it's basketball or just random stuff lang. But the randomness, my point, eh. Alam mo yan? And I think that's why I'm so happy to see you guys actually, to see you come out of your shell then and do the podcast with Sab. And obviously, you know, you have Linya, and then now you have your own podcast. And I was so happy to hear that because to me, I thought, you know what? It's good that you are not the quiet, because I could tell you were quiet type, you know, but I was so happy that you're going out of your shell and you're putting yourself out there. And the fact that you call it, you know, happy dad, just shows that, hey, look, I'm happy doing this. I'm happy being in front. I'm happy. I'm not being held back anymore by whatever it is that was keeping me from going from doing that. And that's great to see. And it's inspirational. And the fact that your podcast is meant to help other people who are experiencing certain things. And tama yung sinabi mo, you might not be the best at something, but you're good enough to give them an advice or to give them something or to have someone on the show that might have the
forethought.
Yeah. And I guess my last question for me, maybe for the guys then, is if you had one advice to tell someone who, you know, who is like you before, na, you know, they felt they were not a part of something because, you know, you're grade 3, you were the only musician guy, you know, you could see them on your life track, eh? You were really, you know, enclosed. Like if you meet someone like you, or maybe ganito na lang, what would you say to Jim, former Jim, like grade former 3 Jim, high school Jim, you know, what would you say to yourself, I don't know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
To inspire him.
That's a fun question. And I just want to say thanks for all the kind words, guys. Like, I'm
it's
so
the
happy.
Truth, bro.
Ako when I met Jim.
And to answer yung ano mo, Justin. Sorry, ano lang, Jaco. Yung kay Justin. The reason why, ano, yung nga, I'm socially awkward talaga. But if I feel like, okay, mukhang masaya to. That's why, like, kumari, we were just, I think we were laughing on stage or something.
Dude.
Ko, tara, beer tayo. Tapos parang ikaw, like, where? Basta. So anyway.
Yeah, it was, yeah, exactly.
So, ang ano ko is, my advice to myself would be, don't care too much about all these people who are telling you no, because, you know, they're not going to be in your life. They're not going to be as important as the other people who are saying, go gym.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I think yun, especially like in Ateneo and growing up, you know, with that type of culture na parang pataasan ng ihe and stuff. And I admit na, ito, one example. Until now, I still remember the feeling. I went to school with baston. Baston pa nun eh. It wasn't skinny jeans.
Right.
They weren't, because everyone was wearing elephants.
Oh, I hated those. I'm so sorry if you guys wore that. I used to hate those things.
Yeah. So, yun, the Havoc elephant. So, I remember na my sisters, in fairness, thank you for guiding me in terms of fashion, but they said, those are gross. Wear these tight jeans like Danny Zuko in Greece.
Oh my gosh.
So, okay. Wore those jeans and sobrang, I still remember the things that were said to me. Alam mo yun? And it affected me. So, yun yung sasabihin ko na, those guys, 2 years later, were all wearing fucking skinny jeans. Alam mo yun? So, yun, sasabihin ko like, don't care. I mean, just listen to the people who matter.
Right. Your constants.
That's beautiful, man. Like for us, and the reason why we say these, you know, good words about you is not because, you know, you're here as our guest. I guess that's part of it, but you know, but that's totoo lang. Like, I think it's because, you know, we know you. And Justin's right. Like, I probably have seen Jim 4 times max. We had a meeting because we were talking about building podcasting way back, like 2 years ago, wow. A little over. And that was one of my inspirations then to do this, to talk to Justin about it. And Justin wanted to do the same thing. And, you know, like, I think, you know, we say this about you because even in spite of us knowing you for 4 days that we actually get to talk to you, other than the social media stuff, we know how good of a person you are, how dedicated. And even with Ali saying, you know, what kind of person you are, the testament, yeah, going back to one of the earlier things I said, parang it's your peers who are going to be telling you who you are. And as you could see, we're all giving you kind words. Ali's giving you kind words. I'm pretty sure Sab has an abundance of of good things to say with you as a father or as a husband. And so that's what I want you to know then. Because a lot of people who grew up na, yun nga, very secluded then, or, you know, very kind of nasa in the shadows most of the time, they never hear that, mostly because they don't really, you know, reach out then. And that's I think for people like that, then I'm like, there's always someone there, and you have to find that bro at first sight. You have to look around you, and you'd know. You trust me, you'd know. The moment you, not man lay eyes naman. I mean, literally, you have like, to talk.
Sino kaya yung kabro ko dito?
You can feel it. You can feel it in your...
No, but you know, because you know you feel safe. And a lot of people, I guess I was a secretly, parang si Jim, we have the same kind of history. Ako lang nun, like, medyo, ang binifriend ko yung mga... Ganun din, mga medyo on the outcasts, pero they were big, they were, you know, gonna beat you up and stuff. So they became my friends. In the long run, they eventually became like
good deterrents.
You know, like someone na you don't want to mess with in school. But, you know, I for me, you know, I started to realize like, hey, look, there are people that you don't want to be with. Those are the douches at first sight.
Yeah.
And then I started getting to know people who are just like me, and I didn't want to hide behind anything anymore. I just wanted to like what I like. I just wanted to be that. So I guess, and then I similar to Jim, I go in tangents, and so Justin know this. But I guess to wrap up that thought, you know, you got to find the right bros. You got to find the right people so that you could feel safe and you could feel happy, and you could realize na parang, hey, you know what? I'm right. You don't have to care about the people that don't matter. And I love what you said.
Those are the people you listen to. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, with that, I guess we want to thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And taking our call and being on the show.
And we want to say also that if you're looking for dudes who would say, go gym, you have three dudes right here who are saying go gym.
Go gym.
All the time. Go gym.
Go gym.
For a gym.
Thanks guys. This is super fun.
Awesome, dude. So before we let you go, is there anything you wanna plug? Do you wanna shout out to your family members, your kababayans, and
yeah, check out Wake Up with Jim and Sab the podcast, check out the Linya Linya Show that's hosted by Ali, who was ambushed, and my new podcast, Finding Happy with Happy Dad.
Yon.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Bukan. I love you, bro. Thanks so much for joining the show, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, thank brother.
Have a good,
have
one,
a good night.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh my gosh. Okay, there you go. That was Jim Bacaro. Super, super glad we got him on the show. Pod dad, pod father, however you want to call him. But for me, fun-loving guy. And he has a lot of interesting things to say. And you know, I love that he said that he likes to journal. Because, you know, a couple times in our conversation earlier, I thought to myself, wow, that's a good line. Like something that he said, or wow, that's a thought that like I can't react to right now because I need to process that. You know what I mean? And so I really appreciate the fact that he takes the time to really think about what he says. And I think that, you know, if you're listening to a podcaster, you might as well be listening to someone who actually thinks about what they're going to say. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. So with that, I just wanted to ask you guys, Naman, like, how do you think the interview or our chat session went with Jim? Like, is he what you expected he would be like, Danny?
Actually, like, I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. Like, I just heard from you guys that you really loved him, right?
And we do.
Like I said, like, yun na nga, we've been talking about it, bro, at first sight. If you guys already validate that he's a bro, like, I'm already going to be like, okay with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I think what's great about Jim is that, you know, our stories will be in Justin's stories from it. Na parang, yeah, you know what? He was this guy lang na I ended up talking to day. And that's why I was so happy when he was like, yeah, bro at first sight. Because I'm like, that's exactly how I felt. And I remember telling my now wife about it na, you know what, we just clicked. And to me, you see it, and I'm happy for him, you know, and I wouldn't say like I'm his closest friend because, you know, like we're bros, but we don't really see each other as often. Not like Ali, who grew up with him. But you know when you see someone do good and you're so happy for them and you're so happy that they're okay and they're, you know, they're doing something good with their talents and all that. That's how I feel about Jim. Like I as you said, as Danny put it best, like, you know, we just love him. You know, we love him as a person, we love him as a human being. I couldn't agree more with Justin when he said that, you know, he has always something to say. And what he has to say is always something that you're gonna ponder about and think about later on and after this. And I hope our listeners picked up something, a thing or two about it, or maybe if you want to learn more about Jim or whatever, go over to their podcast and check them out, because, you know, he might have a lot of things to say. So you might as well start listening. And we validate, you know, that idea, as you said, Danny, like me and Justin, just, you know, we 100% we vouch for him. Like even when we were picking guests, diba? And then automatic, we're like, Jim. Yeah. Jim, okay, you know what? Screw the other guests. Now we're getting Jim. That's how much we not just validate, but we value.
Yeah.
We value who he is. And to all those who don't know him, again, go check out his podcast. Go check out their podcast with Sab. And hopefully you see what we see, because kami, literally at first sight, at first meet, we knew that he's a stand-up guy. He's a great guy. Mm. It's great to have him on the show, you know. I guess it's kind of a friend you miss, even though you don't really see each other as much. You know what I mean?
I get what you mean. Yeah.
So I can say that if we had to start having titles on this show, Jim would be Bro at First Sight.
But, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on call approved. On this show, we give Jim Bacaro the badge, Bro at First Sight. So there, super glad we got him on the show. A beacon of light for podcasters in the Philippines, definitely paving the way. So again, don't forget, you can follow him as well. Follow the account he's really trying to push right now. It's at Happy Dad Music, okay? And don't forget to follow us too. It's at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jacko De Leon for me.
And at Danny Moini for me.
And don't forget to follow our Instagram as well. It's at OnCallWithJJD. Again, it's at OnCallWithJJD. And every single Wednesday, we do On Call Live with Inka, Inka Malinka. Wednesday nights, usually at around 8 p.m. Okay?
It's gonna live.
Be lots of fun. And it's live. And
live.
So ladies and gentlemen, this has been On Call with Justin.
Jacko.
And Danny.
On call. With Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
Have a great week, everybody.